Sometimes people look beautiful, not in looks, not in what they say, just in who they are. Beauty is self-confidence applied directly to your face. Hi, my name is Funta Oni, and I'll be sharing lots of these tips with you every Friday at 10 a.m. on Praise World Radio. Inspired tips and doses to remind you of how beautiful you really are and how to stay beautified.
Join Funta Oni every Friday on Praise World Radio at 10 a.m. GMT plus 1 for 5 minutes of beauty tips. Beautified on Praise World Radio.
Welcome to a very beautiful Friday morning. Hope you had a very, very wonderful night rest. Today on Beautified with Funto, I'll be sharing on being nice versus being kind. Okay, like seriously, I'm sure you're wondering, so what's the difference between being nice and being kind? I started asking myself that too after reading this article by one of my very great mentors, and he goes, I am not a nice person. And I'm like, seriously? And the other day I was talking with my boo and he did something and I'm like, you're not nice. And he goes, well, niceness is not the fruit of the spirit. And I'm like, seriously? So what is this ish with being nice versus being kind? Well, so I did some reading, like I asked a couple of people and I read some, and I'll just give some few characteristics of nice people versus kind people. So nice people tend to do too much for those who don't deserve it, and they are easy prey for users. So the idea is nice people want to do stuff for people because they, one, do not have a good self-esteem about themselves, or they want to please others. So nice is seen as doing things because you feel you have to do it, or you're pressured in a way to do it. While being kind is doing things just because you want to do it. Another thing is nice person is careful not to offend anybody. So you're just, you know, on tiptoes trying to be really good and nice so you don't offend anybody, so nobody sees you as a bad person, that kind of thing. And then nice people tend to put stuff down, like they tend to put their feelings down, not wanting to bother anybody. But really, there's a big problem with that. If you cannot express your emotions freely or express yourself freely, you're going to keep it all down, and sometimes it's going to burst out, and in a very, very wrong way. So really, I started thinking, do I really want to be a nice person? Do I really want to be, or do I want to be a kind person? Really, niceness is not a fruit of the womb. Did I say fruit of the womb? I said it's not a fruit of the spirit. And really, I don't want to be seen as a nice person, maybe, but I'd rather want to be perceived as a kind person. Because kindness emerges from someone who is confident, compassionate, and comfortable with being themselves. Kind people generally have a good self-esteem, and because they love themselves as much as they care about others, they expect to be treated with respect. Nice people, on the other hand, are desperate for approval, and they are often mistreated and taken advantage of. So really, what kind of person are you? Are you a nice person, or are you a genuinely kind person? The way I understand it, really, a kind person is loving and giving out of the goodness of their hearts, not because they want to please somebody, or not because they don't want people to see them as some kind of bad person or whatever. But kind people just love and give because that is who they are. So choose today who you would be, nice or kind. Like I said earlier, kindness is a fruit of the spirit and niceness is not. Thank you for listening in. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Funtoni, at FUNTOONIE, and visit www.beautify.com.ng. Thank you.
It's a blessing to see.